Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. This is episode number 10 of season 6. We are at the quarter mark, so this is the end of the first quarter, last episode of the first quarter. If you're new to this podcast, this is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast is an album review. So last week's album review was Ted Nugent's Free For All. That was one of three... Wildcard albums for this season. And then the even-numbered podcasts are what I call EP, extra podcasts. Half of those EP extra podcasts are games, guest starring my wife, such as this episode that you're listening to. And the other half of those are just little tidbits of information, little 7-minute little clips that I do. So the EP 2 weeks ago was a concert review of the Celebrating Meatloaf concert that I attended. So, we will get into today's game. It is a game of album, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? This is the fifth time that we're playing the game. So essentially how it works, I got my wife here next to me. She will go through a series of 10 questions. They are multiple choice questions. Essentially they are, I will either pretty much give you an album, or and you have to guess what who the artist is, or I'll give you an artist and you have to guess what album was that they did. You have three lifelines, so your three lifelines are 50-50, which is relatively straightforward. You get half of the answers removed, so you only have the one right answer and one of the wrong answers. See the cover, in which you can, I will show you a picture of the cover while crossing off both the artist and the album, so that way it doesn't necessarily give it away. And the third lifeline is surrounding albums, so I will take... I don't want to give any examples just in case the questions. I'll take the whatever album. I will give you what some of the albums were before that album was released and what some of them were afterwards. Sometimes that's helpful. Sometimes okay. It's not. But we'll start off. We'll see how far you can get it. We'll see if you can get to the end. We'll just go through the 10 questions, see how many you get right. It's not really winning a million points or whatever. So question one. Obviously, we're going to start off easy. Which of the following artists released the album Scandal? Was it A, Pink Floyd, B, Scandal, C, Raspberries, or D, Michael Jackson?
B, Scandal.
B, Scandal is correct. You got one right. Number two, which of the following albums was released by Led Zeppelin? A, Song for America, B, As Far as Siam, C, Crime of the Century, or D, Led Zeppelin 2.
D, Led Zeppelin 2.
How did you know?
I don't know. Lucky guess.
You are 2 for 2. You're going to get a little bit harder. Mm. Obviously, they're not going to be all like that the whole way. Number 3. Which of the following artists released the album Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap? Is it A, AC/DC, B, GTR, C, REO Speedwagon, or D, ZZ Top?
A, AC/DC.
You are 3 for 3, and you got all three lifelines still. All right, number 4. Which of the following albums were released by Fleetwood Mac? This one you should get. A, Inside Information, B, Dead Ringer, C, Tusk, or D, Break of Dawn?
C, Tusk.
You are correct. You're 4 for 4. All right, they're going to get harder. You still got your three lifelines. Which of the following artists released the albums? So this is two albums. Night Moves and Against the Wind. So Night Moves was the first album, Against the Wind, second album. A, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. B, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. C, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. D, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
I want to use my 50-50.
All right, you're using
I think I know it. I'm going to be mad because I think I really know it. I should just go with my gut and not use 50-50, but...
All right, can I ask what would be your answer before I give the 50-50?
I really think it's Bob Seger.
All right, so the two answers I'm going to give you are C, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and D, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Okay, yeah, then Bob Seger.
All right, yep, it is Bob Seger. All right, so your 50-50's gone, but you got 5 questions left. You got C, the album, and you got C, the cover, and surrounding albums. Which of the following albums was released by Taylor Dayne? A, Swing to the Right, B, Tell It to My Heart. C, Caught in the Game. D, Hermit of Mink Hollow.
B, Tell It to My Heart.
That is correct. See, actually, I think this is the easiest version of this quiz that I did. I wanted you to succeed.
Thanks.
All right, number 7.
I was hoping these were just hard and I was getting them right.
Well, they are hard if you don't know. 7. Which of the following artists released the album Auto American? That's one word. Auto American. A, Bonnie Tyler. B, Bon Jovi. C, Blondie. Or D, Billy Joel.
I want to see the cover.
All right, we're doing C, the cover, so I got to pause this for a second so I can do the cover. All right, it's probably going to sound weird in the podcast, but I have the album picture up. I've erased or kind of covered up the name and the artist. I'm going to say the question again because I think this is the best possible album that you could have used the C, the cover on.
Yay.
So which of the following artists released the album Auto American? Was it A, Bonnie Tyler, B, Bon Jovi, C, Blondie, or D, Billy Joel? Here is the album cover. Do you have a guess?
Yes. Blondie.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Yep, they pretty much have the band on the cover. So, you are, I think, 7 for 7, right?
Yep.
7 for 7, 3 left. Your only remaining lifeline is surrounding albums. All of the following albums were released by Pat Benatar, except A, Spirit of St. Louis, B, Crimes of Passion, C, Seven the Hard Way, D, Wide Awake in Dreamland.
It's not going to help me to see surrounding albums.
Surrounding albums will not help you whatsoever, so I would not use surrounding albums on this one.
A
is correct. Spirit of St. Louis was released by Ellen Foley.
Okay, it didn't sound like one she would do.
8 for 8.
Wow.
Which of the following artists...
I'm almost a millionaire.
Which of the following artists released the album 90125? A, Toto. B, Kiss. C, Rush. D, Yes.
Oh, but...
I don't think surrounding albums would necessarily help you on this one either. You just kind of have to...
Can you say A, C, and D again? I know it's not B. I'm
A, Toto.
Okay.
C, Rush. D, Yes.
Rush. C.
That is incorrect. Oh. It's D, Yes. All right. And the last one. Which of the following albums was released by the Rolling Stones? A, Riptide. B, Tattoo You. C, Winds of Change. D, Playing for Keeps.
I want to say Playing for Keeps, but Surrounding Albums isn't going to really help me here, is it?
Surrounding Albums probably won't help you here. And
I think I have a suggestion for the next time.
What?
How about instead of Surrounding Albums, we can use Phone a Friend?
You wouldn't have anyone to phone.
You.
So no.
You can give me a little hint.
I made these questions.
You can give me a little hint. All right.
What's your answer? A, Riptide. B, Tattoo You. C, Winds of Change. D, Playing for Keeps.
I'm between A and D. What's the question again?
Which of the following albums was released by the Rolling Stones?
D.
Playing for Keeps?
Yeah.
That was released by Eddie Money. The Rolling Stones is Tattoo You. So you finished with 8 out of 10. You would have won $250,000.
I'll take it. It's like a paper.
So that is not bad at all.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Dorney's Vinyl. If you're not already, go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. In a couple months here, we'll be posting the voting for Season 7. So that's coming up soon. If you're interested in buying some used vinyl records, 33s and 45s, for your record collection, I also have an eBay store, which is also Dorney's Vinyl, no spaces, no punctuation. I think you can just search that up in the eBay search bar, find my store, and there's like 350 listings or so. Next week's episode is going to be an album review of Don Henley's Building the Perfect Beast. So stay tuned for that coming next week, and I'll talk to you guys all then.